Severe thunderstorm warnings in effect with more storms on the way. How long are threats for heavy rain, hail, and strong winds last on this WRAL weather alert day?
And more than a dozen police at a Raleigh Food Lion. WRAL's breaking news tracker joins us live with new information. Then, North Carolina is one step closer to making most abortions after 12 weeks illegal. We'll show you the protests happening inside and outside of the legislative building and tell you what's next.
Let's get started tonight at 7 o'clock with an active look at the radar right now. Storms pushing into the area tonight. Some of them could become severe. Parts of our area are already under an active thunderstorm warning at this hour. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dan Haggerty.
And I'm Deborah Morgan. The main threats are strong winds and hail, and we can't rule out a tornado. The WRAL storm tracker is on the roads, I-85 near Henderson. And you can also see the storm rolling in there at Lake Gaston as we look live there. Let's begin with meteorologist Kat Campbell in the WRAL Severe Weather Center timing out this risk. Kat?
It's been isolated storms so far, but we'll continue to see growing coverage through the evening tonight and especially after sunset. I did want to update you, just got in a brand new update that there has been a report of some damage in Person County, power outages due to these storms rolling through. And we have one active severe thunderstorm warning in the northern part of our viewing area. This includes Warren and Halifax counties. Littleton, this storm, it's less than 5 minutes away, damaging wind gusts and hail, the primary concerns, but lots of lightning as well. And Halifax, the storm should arrive about 40 minutes from now at 7:42. That's our only severe thunderstorm warning in effect. The previous warning in Granville County that included Oxford has been allowed to expire. That storm still tracking toward Henderson, but we are seeing signs of weakening. The severe thunderstorm watch has also been extended to the east, and it now includes Halifax, Northampton, Nash, Edgecombe and Wilson counties, those areas not previously under the watch. The triangle still included in the severe thunderstorm watch until 10 o'clock. Here's the big picture. The main line of thunderstorms still well to our west. This line will be moving in later tonight after sunset. Here's our latest thoughts on the brand new hourly run of Futurecast, pushing that main line of storms in after about 9 o'clock this evening. We'll keep in the chance for storms even past the watch, although we are likely to see some weakening as these storms move through, especially after midnight. We'll keep in a chance for rain through the wee morning hours, and then things quiet down after this. I'll have a closer look at when the drier weather returns coming up.
All right, see you in a few minutes. Thank you, Kat. As we track this threat throughout the night, make sure you have the WRAL weather app. You can keep an eye on the radar and get alerts straight to your phone. It's free wherever you get your downloads.
Let's take a live look at the state legislative building tonight, where new abortion restrictions could become law as early as this evening. Right now, the House is convening to consider overriding Governor Cooper's veto of the abortion bill. The Senate already voted to do so earlier tonight. Multiple rallies held today surrounding these votes, the largest right outside the Senate chambers where hundreds of people gathered. WRAL's Capitol Bureau Chief Laura Leslie live near the House chambers where it's still very busy tonight, Laura.
Dan, yeah, up here in the gallery, you can see that the crowds that gathered earlier for and against the bill for the Senate debate have once again stuck around for the second of the two debates. There are still some big crowds outside of the building as well. Now, this will be the deciding vote on whether North Carolina enacts stricter restrictions on abortion, as so many other southern states have done. And Republican leaders say they believe they have all the votes they need to override the governor's veto and put those new restrictions into law.
Eyes tonight are on two Republican House members who promised on the campaign trail that they would not vote for further restrictions on abortion. Representative Ted Davis is one, and Representative Tricia Cotham is the other. She switched to the Republican Party last month after running as a pro-choice Democrat. Cotham voted for the new abortion restrictions when they passed the House earlier this month, but Davis did not vote. Governor Roy Cooper has been putting pressure on them to vote against the veto override. At an event today, he said that pressure continues to build.
People are still going to work down to the last meeting minute, and we'll see what happens today. But I'll tell you, if they do override this veto, there is a plan of action. Okay, and there is hope.
Earlier today, House Speaker Tim Moore told reporters he believes all Republicans will support the veto override.
I understand the governor going out and trying to make his case on it, but I believe at the end of the day, those members are going to stick with their vote. I mean, this is a common sense compromise position when it comes to this issue.
Now, of course, that's not what Governor Cooper's been saying about it, and we don't know exactly what he meant by a plan of action. The most likely path would be through the courts. Cooper or allies could file federal or state lawsuits against the new law. If the override is successful and the bill becomes law, it would take effect July 1st.
Laura Leslie, we'll be checking with you, checking in with you throughout the night. Thanks again for your reports, Laura, live at the Capitol building. About 100 people gathered on the lawn outside the legislative building for a rally before that Senate vote. They called it the We Are the Supermajority rally. Demonstrators tell WRL they're displeased with the legislature's approval of bills designed to intimidate women, transgender people, and immigrants. Many speakers, including teachers and drag performers, Latino immigrants, and women in opposition of these new abortion restrictions.
We're following breaking news in Raleigh, a large police presence outside the Food Lion on Avon Ferry Road right now. WRL's Eric Miller is there live with the breaking news tracker. Eric?
Right, Deborah. At this point, we know one person was injured here and taken to the hospital, but exactly how they got injured, well, that's something police are trying to figure out right now. Take a look at some of this video from the scene, though. You can see it is a sprawling scene, not just the Food Lion here taped off, but this entire shopping center as well. The Wingstop, the Hibachi Sushi, the Family Dollar, all behind crime scene tape tonight. More than a dozen Raleigh police vehicles are on scene with officers and even a canine out here as well. We've been talking to a lot of folks trying to piece together what exactly happened here as police work on that as well. It's obviously a developing story. We'll bring you updates as soon as we get them.
Back All to right. You. Eric Miller reporting live in Raleigh with the WRL Breaking News Tracker. Thank you, Eric.
Tonight, WRL is learning more details about how the five victims were killed in the Raleigh mass shooting. WRL's Chris Lovingood joining us now. And Chris, the details on the suspect's brother were frankly hard to hear.
I mean, they're grim, Dan. And that's 16-year-old James Thompson. That was the one that was tough to read. He's the brother of accused shooter, 15-year-old Austin Thompson. And before we get into these details, I just want to warn you, some of this is hard to hear. In his autopsy, it revealed James was stabbed roughly 50 times, and he was shot in the head. The medical examiner also noted the other victims, Mary Marshall, Officer Gabriel Torres, and Nicole Connors, were shot multiple times. Susan Karnatz's autopsy, though, indicated she was shot just one time. And at last check, gunman Austin Thompson remains in juvenile custody and is expected to be tried as an adult. I did reach out to his parents' attorney to get their reaction on the autopsy of their other son being released, but their attorney declined to comment for the story, Dan.
Just devastating, honestly. Chris, thank you.
An effort to support psychedelic therapy has taken another step forward today in the state legislature. This morning, a House committee advanced the bill. It opens the door for funding and research of MDMA and psilocybin as treatment for mental health conditions like depression and PTSD. The FDA has already designated those drugs as breakthrough therapies and encouraged more research of them.
The MDMA isn't what fixes you. It's the therapy that fixes you. The MDMA puts the mind, body, and spirit in the place it needs to be so the therapy can actually work.
A particular drug, the psychedelic, needs to be identified. The efficacy in a certain disorder needs to be identified. And of course, what the course of treatment will be.
The bill passed without much discussion, and those who did speak spoke in favor of the bill. Downtown Raleigh's social district is getting bigger. City Council approved the move after businesses and people living downtown said good things about the program. Just ahead, which areas will be included and when it takes effect. Also, the pairing of Michael Jordan and Nike helped to revolutionize the game of basketball. We're going to hear from the man behind the biggest shoe deal in sports, Sonny Vaccaro. And as we head to break, a live look at Warrenton, where we're tracking severe storms just east of there. You can see it's raining there. You can see the raindrops on the lens and a lot of dark clouds in the sky. We'll be right back. You a live look again at Lake Gaston. Boy, it has cleared up just in the past 12 minutes or so since we showed you this view at the top of the hour. It is still raining there, and storms are continuing to progress throughout the area. So Kat will have an update for us in just a couple of minutes. Police say a 4-year-old boy drowned at a Raleigh apartment complex this morning. WRL Sky 5 flew over the scene on Evergreen Forest Way in North Raleigh. Investigators tell us the child's mother had reported him missing. Officers found him unresponsive in a community pool and CPR couldn't revive him. Police are still looking into how the little boy got into that pool area.
That's heartbreaking. A thermometer is being recalled after reports of children being severely burned. Five on Your Side says the recall involves the Walnut Wearable Smart Thermometer. Take a look. It's in the shape of a cartoon penguin. Chemicals, apparently, can leak from the thermometer and then burn or irritate a child's skin. Parents obviously should stop using this thermometer immediately and return it to the manufacturer Bear Care. We're posting some details for you about how to get your refund for this recall and other recalls Five on Your Side has reported on. Just go to WRL.com and search recall.
Researchers at Duke University are leading the first clinical trial testing a new universal flu vaccine. The development of such a vaccine could eliminate the need for a yearly flu shot. Researchers in Durham are enrolling 50 people for the early stage trial. Volunteers must be between 8 to 49 years old. Experts say a universal vaccine could be critical in the event of a future flu pandemic.
Some job openings in the Triangle continue to drop. Open positions fell to a new low this week, according to the jobs report from WRL TechWire. WRL began tracking jobs 2 years ago, and this week's report shows the lowest postings to date with just over 256,000. The decline in postings contrasts sharply with the national job market. However, the regional decline does reflect tech companies' mood amid economic uncertainty.
Well, it's topping the charts. The movie Air was number one on Amazon Prime yesterday. This morning, the real man behind Air Jordan's, Sonny Vaccaro, spoke to a group in Cary about changing sports marketing forever.
In the film Air, Matt Damon, playing Sonny Vaccaro, set out to help Nike boost sagging sales.
I need the greatest basketball shoe that's ever been made.
Who's the player?
Michael Jordan.
Vaccaro's shoe, made popular by Jordan, became the must-have for millions of basketball fans. Later, it also helped expose universities' power over college athletes.
The NCAA lied to their athletes by saying that they owned them. They owned their name, they owned their image, they owned their likeness.
84-year-old Vaccaro spoke through a video link to the men's club at Templeton of Cary, a senior living community. He says the NCAA restricted member institutions from offering education-related compensation and benefits for student-athletes.
That had nothing to do with their scholarship. That had nothing to do with anything other than their greed.
2 years ago, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the athletes.
The money belongs to the person wearing the shoe, as Mrs. Jordan said.
But the shoe is just a shoe.
Until my son steps into it.
Vaccaro remembers Dolores Jordan protecting her son's best interests.
Dolores was, she was more than the mother. She was the agent, too.
He learned that upon their first meeting.
You typically make it a habit of showing up at people's front doors unannounced.
I don't like to take no for an answer.
Oh, man, here we go.
Vaccaro has been an outspoken critic of universities allowing athletes to get degrees but not getting a true education. Well, we know a lot of you have been Googling more about Michael Jordan and his family after watching Air. WRL has an entire documentary and podcast series called Follow the Truth. You can find those on WRL. Just search for James Jordan or Follow the Truth.
We've been watching this weather roll through not only on the radar, but as we've been kind of touching base with our different cameras around the area, we see it pouring and then we see it clear up. Kat Campbell joining us now with how things are going to progress the rest of the night.
A lot of people haven't seen any rain yet today and they're wondering, well, when am I going to see the rain? Our most widespread thunderstorms are going to arrive after sunset this evening. Right now, we have some of these storms ahead of the main line in the northern part of our viewing area. We did get an update from that damage report in Person County. It's just northeast of Roxborough, where we do have trees down on a utility. So that's why there's power outage right now in Person County. We're watching this storm. It's that same thunderstorm that caused the damage in Person County. Lightning is picking up as it nears I-85 in Granville County. So we'll let you know know if that one strengthens anymore and perhaps needs a new warning. Our only active warning right now is in eastern Warren County, now pushing into Halifax County. This warning in effect for another 15 minutes. And Roanoke Rapids about to see the worst of that thunderstorm. Still, the main line of activity is this broken line. It's not a perfect line, but it's all this right here that will be moving in later on tonight, pushing to the south and east. The good news is we still have a couple more hours of this dry weather in the Triangle. And the way it looks, the Bulls may be able to get in their game tonight before any of the rain and storms arrive. You can see a lot of people out there braving the weather right now, and there's no imminent threats here in the Triangle. I think it would really be as we get closer to 10, 11 midnight that we see the most widespread thunderstorm activity tonight. After that, we'll see our rain chances tapering off after about 2 a.m. in the area. Futurecast shows these spotty thunderstorms, and then as we get closer to 10, 11 midnight, we see the more widespread activity pushing through the area. But by daybreak tomorrow, things quiet down. There may be some lingering cloud cover in the morning, and we'll see that tapering off throughout the day. So by the afternoon, we do have partly cloudy skies. Futurecast backing off of the chance of a sprinkle tomorrow as that drier air begins to push into the area. Much less humid with the sunshine coming out by the afternoon. It really should be nice. We see the most cloud cover in the morning, the least in the afternoon and evening. So if you wake up tomorrow morning for your walk or dog walk and you still see some of the cloud cover, I do think that we'll see improvements throughout the day. 66 at 6 a.m. And then during the afternoon, high should be right around 80 degrees. So it makes for some nice practice weather for the kids and their outdoor practices. 79 degrees by 5 o'clock. And by 9 o'clock, temperatures still around 70 tomorrow evening. Your 7-day forecast shows some quieter weather will follow this front as it pushes through the area this evening. Once we get past our severe weather threat tonight, you've got 3 days in a row of some pretty quiet weather, cooler evenings and mornings with lows in the mid-50s, 81 the high tomorrow. But by Thursday and Friday, mid-70s with drier weather sounding pretty good. The weekend will be our next opportunity for some rain. It stands at about a 30% chance right now, but stay tuned for updates as we get closer to the weekend. High should be right around 80 degrees, and early next week we could see some more days with high temperatures in the 70s. We'll be closely monitoring the radar this evening. Meteorologist Mike Mays and myself are both in the WRAL Severe Weather Center, and we'll cut in with any imminent warnings in the area.
Sounds good. Once we get through tonight, looks beautiful out there. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Kat.
Well, they call kale a superfood, but it has nothing on a new leafy green from one Durham company. It's called CRISPR. Well, it's behind the gene-edited salad greens that pack a whole lot of nutrients. Coming up.
Right now at 7:22, the House in session, and the next step for the abortion bill override vote is expected to happen this evening around 8 or 9 o'clock. These are some live pictures coming in, all of this just starting here within the past couple of minutes. The Senate voted to override the governor's veto a couple of hours ago. Now it went to the House, and it's expected that will happen here shortly. And then the abortion access bill, all of those conversations, the override veto, that is expected to take place here very soon. It is imminent at some point this evening. We'll keep you updated as this will impact abortion access across the state of North Carolina. Back to you.
We'll keep watching. All right, Mark, thank you. You will soon be able to walk around more of downtown Raleigh with an adult beverage in hand.
City Council approving an expansion now on the Sip and Stroll Social District. Right now it covers the area from the state capitol to the Performing Arts Center and between City Market and the Warehouse District. You see the map there. That expansion, you also notice that part. More of the Warehouse District, and it extends to the edge of Boylan Heights. The Downtown Raleigh Alliance found that more than three quarters of business owners and people living downtown reported the social district had a positive impact.
We've seen an increase in sales, and we've not really seen a whole lot of issues. So we've not seen issues with misbehavior or disorderly drunkenness or anything like that.
I think, you know, people that have enjoyed it have proven that they can be responsible with it. So there's opportunity for that to continue to grow, and we're here to support it.
Responsible. I like that. Yeah, we can have nice things. The city will also extend the social district's hours, so it's going to start earlier, beginning at 10 a.m. The changes take effect on August 15th. Raleigh's rental bike share program is back just in time for summer.
Yeah, Cardinal Bike Share will be available the first week of June. The company is undergoing new ownership, which extended the pause on the bikes. The city of Raleigh is offering 60 days of free rides upon the system's reopening. You can find more information on the costs and how to rent a bike on RaleighNC.gov. Well, a Durham startup is pioneering the use of gene editing technology known as CRISPR, and it's shipping its first products to market.
This is so interesting. So today, Pairwise, they announced its conscious greens are headed to restaurants before going into wider distribution at stores. The company says they are nutrient-dense salads using newly developed leafy greens in the same family as Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, and kale. Pairwise says it is part of an effort to improve new types of nutritious greens, making them taste better in a fraction of the time. This is a first for the emerging CRISPR industry, and we'll see how people take to this sort of thing.
But it's key to make it taste better, because kale...
Not for you?
Not that great, yeah.
Brussels sprouts, sometimes. The Carolina Hurricanes are one step closer to taking home the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, now to advance to the finals, they have to take down Florida in the Eastern Conference Finals. The Canes will host the Panthers on Thursday night at 8 in Game 1 of the series. This is video from a game between the teams earlier this season at PNC Arena. The Canes beat the Panthers in two of the three games they played this season. The winner of the series will advance to the Stanley Cup Final and play the winner of the Western Conference Series between Las Vegas and Dallas.
Let's go.
Well, both Duke and UNC are represented in this year's class of the National Collegiate Basketball Hall of Fame.
No surprise there, right? On the list, how about legendary Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski? UNC's Tyler Hansbrough also, who holds a number of school and ACC records from his time at Carolina, and Johnny Dawkins, one of the most decorated players in Duke history. Duke now has 10 players and coaches in the Hall of Fame. UNC will have 14 after the induction ceremony happens on August 30th.
I can't believe they all aren't already in.
I know.
They're pretty huge.
All pretty much guarantees. Yeah. No doubt. Thanks for being with us here on WRAL News.
We'll see you again at 10 on Fox 50 and at 11 on WRAL. Have a great night. Be safe.
Keep watching WRAL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.